The growing number of humans affected by the avian flu virus in South Asia has raised concerns about a new global pandemic. World health officials are worried that the virus could become increasingly deadly if genetic changes make it more easily transmittable among humans. Avian flu is the latest in a series of influenza threats in recent years, a trend that has one Canadian physician imagining an even more frightening scenario. Dr. Daniel Calla has written a novel called Pandemic, a thriller about a fictitious influenza outbreak that becomes a weapon of international terrorism. Daniel Calla's new book grew out of his experience with SARS in the Canadian city of Vancouver, where he practices medicine. The impact of the potentially fatal respiratory infection turned out to be far less severe than originally feared in Vancouver, but Dr. Calla says that was enough to set off a panic among local health officials.
It was the most vulnerable and the most scary time I've ever experienced working in medicine. I sat on one of the local task forces to respond to SARS, and one of the questions that I asked somebody during one of the meetings is, how do we know? It's popped up in Toronto, it's popped up in Singapore and Hong Kong. How do we know this is random? What if someone's doing this deliberately? That was when the seed of the idea was planted for Pandemic.
Now, Pandemic is about a virus called ARX that's believed to be caused by the intermixing of species, mutating as it moves from birds to pigs to humans. Would you tell me more about it?
Well, it's a fictional flu virus, but it's based very much on real influenzas of the past and the fact that the influenza is a very good virus at mutating and creating new strains of itself. It's a little bit deadlier than SARS with its roughly 20% fatality rate. It's not quite as contagious, but it still manages to spread quick enough, and especially when someone gets involved in artificially helping that spread.
And that's what happens in the book. How does it become an agent for terrorism?
Well, you know, bioterrorism is a relatively low-tech endeavor. All it would require is someone determined enough to get their hands on the virus. And in the case of the flu, they could use themselves, which is what the terrorists in the book do. They become human suicide bombers and deliberately spread it to tactical locations.
Pandemic begins in a hospital in rural China where there's been an outbreak of the fictional virus. Two men manage to extract blood from a patient with the influenza. They unleash an epidemic that's soon spreading to other parts of the world. The threat brings together an American doctor working for the World Health Organization and a U.S. government official who specializes in counter-bioterrorism. How likely is such a scenario?
I think the potential to weaponize any virus is always there. But I think the good news is that it was there 5 years ago when we, both, you know, as the lay community, but also the experts in the know, were far less aware of the risk. So I think we're much better prepared and ready to respond to such a scenario.
Did you write the book primarily as entertainment, or did you also want to raise awareness of this potential threat?
It was meant to be entertainment, and I hope it's a good story. But I'm proud of the fact that there might be a little bit of a wake-up call in the book as well. It was funny because when we were talking about the name when the manuscript was finished last spring, we thought Pandemic was a catchy name, but we were worried that no one would know what that meant. Well, a year later, people are pretty aware of the term pandemic because of what's going on with the avian flu right now. In fact, the few human cases who have acquired avian flu from birds have had a much higher fatality rate than even the virus I imagined.
How well equipped are we to face something like this? We had flu vaccine shortages a few months ago, but could this be a continuing problem?
I think so. 25 years ago, some people thought we'd overcome infectious disease. We had fancy antibiotics. And since that time, you know, we've seen HIV, we've seen Ebola, we've seen SARS, avian flu, and multi-resistant bacteria. We don't know what next year's risk is going to be. I think we're always going to be susceptible.
How did you go about researching the book?
The scientific side was easy because I turned to my colleagues in virology and microbiology, and I think I painted a fairly accurate picture of influenza and an outbreak and quarantine and a medical response plan. It was a lot more difficult learning about the exotic locales in the book. I mean, I wouldn't be able to write without the internet because I haven't been to many of the places in the book. There's one scene that occurs in a tiny little town in China, and the heroes end up staying in a kind of a two-star rundown hotel, and I actually was able to do a virtual tour of that hotel, at least the one it was based on in real life, on the internet.
Were you also able to draw on your day-to-day work in an emergency room?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I really wanted to convey the sense of apprehension and fear that an outbreak like SARS or avian flu would bring with it, and I felt a little bit of that when SARS was going on.
Daniel Calla has also relied on past experience to balance his two careers. He says he learned how to stay focused and meet deadlines while going to medical school. Now he's drawing on that sense of urgency both to practice emergency room medicine and write thrillers. He has two more novels ready for publication. This is Nancy Beardsley.